Texte numéro 88. The New York Times calls for marijuana legalization. It took 13 years for the United States to come to its senses and end prohibition. 13 years in which people kept drinking, otherwise law-abiding citizens became criminals and crime syndicates arose and flourished. It has been more than 40 years since Congress passed the current ban on marijuana, inflicting great harm on society just to prohibit a substance far less dangerous than alcohol. The federal government should repeal the ban on marijuana. There are no perfect answers to people's legitimate concerns about marijuana use, but neither are there such answers about tobacco or alcohol, and it is true on every level. Health effects, the impact on society, and law and order issues, the balance falls squarely on the side of national legalization. That will put decisions on whether to allow recreational or medicinal production and use where it belongs at the state level. It would be best for Washington to hold back while the states continued experimenting with legalizing medicinal uses of marijuana, reducing penalties, or even simply legalizing all use. So far, nearly three-quarters of the states have done one of these, and more are following the trend. But that would leave their citizens vulnerable to the whims of whoever happens to be in the White House and chooses to enforce or not enforce the federal law that prohibits marijuana. The social costs of the marijuana laws are vast. There were 658,000 arrests for marijuana possession in 2012, according to FBI figures, compared with 256,000 for cocaine, heroin, and their derivatives. Even worse, the result is racist, falling disproportionately on young black men, ruining their lives and creating new generations of career criminals. There is honest debate among scientists about the health effects of marijuana, but the evidence is overwhelming that addiction and dependence are relatively minor problems, especially compared with alcohol and tobacco. Moderate use of marijuana does not appear to pose a risk of addiction for otherwise healthy adults. Claims that marijuana is a gateway to more dangerous drugs are fanciful, and there is no evidence to support them. There are legitimate concerns about marijuana on the development of adolescent brains. That is why sales to people under 21 must be prohibited. Creating systems for regulating manufacture, sale, and marketing will be complex, but those problems are solvable and would have long been dealt with had we as a nation not clung to the decision to make marijuana production and use a federal crime. Yet the current Congress is as unlikely to take action on marijuana as it has been on other big issues, but it is long past time to repeal this version of prohibition. Adapted from the New York Times, July 2014.